That's right. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And I'll tell you what, you got a golf major going on right now, Bill. You excited for the Open?
Sure.
Okay. We got
a big golf guy.
All right. Northern Ireland is the site. And right now, your leader, Harris English, the American Harris English, is 5 under par through 10 holes. He's your leader. Scottie Scheffler, meanwhile, is 3 under, and he is in for the day. He shot a 68, but there you go. There is your Open update.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Bradley Beal, bought out by the Suns, joining the Clippers.
Quick.
Bradley Beal, I feel like washed.
Sounds about right. I wouldn't argue that one.
He was someone that was linked to the Celtics for so long just because, obviously, knowing Tatum, both being from St. Louis and all that stuff. But he apparently also didn't like playing third fiddle, to Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, which is a team that missed the playoffs with all three of those guys. He's now joining a Clippers team that I believe has Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
Right. We're going back to the same spot. Same situation.
He averaged 17 points per game last year, which honestly is even more than I thought, talking about Beal. He played 53 games, started 38 of them, and shot 38% from three. So I guess there is that, but we're also on a terrible, terrible Suns team.
I mean, 2 years for a little over five a year isn't terrible.
No, I can't imagine the.
Well, then if he got that much, how much is Lillard going to get? Like the vet minimum?
Lillard's not going to get much. Yeah. Well, I wonder if even I assume a team would take him and let him rehab this year and then have him for the next year. But I wonder if all the teams are like, why would we do that?
Right.
Like all these teams are now worried about luxury taxes and first, second apron. You're going to bring in a guy to rehab and pay him? Like,
don't tell Brezel that. He pays guys to rehab all the time.
Brezel likes it. Yeah. But he's not worried about the second apron. He'll take any guy. He's like, oh, you got Tommy John? Sign him up. He's just like waiting outside the hospital. You got Tommy John? You want to play on the Red Sox?
Yeah, Dr. James Andrews' office.
Anybody in a sling?
Hey, 2 years. You want to be on the Red Sox? Like, yeah, good spot.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Chargers running back Najee Harris is going to start the year on the NFI list with an eye injury that he suffered from fireworks.
Just pay somebody to light them.
Fireworks injury.
But aren't they saying superficial eye injury? What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Like he can still see out of his eye?
Yeah, maybe it's just can he see blurry. Better? Maybe it's blurry?
That's not good.
He's going to have to go LaDainian Tomlinson shield, though.
Probably that was sick shield.
Hopefully it's tinted like LT.
No, I don't think they allow it anymore.
I think if you get a doctor's note.
I got you.
Yeah.
I have firework off in my eye. Can I get a smoke-tinted visor?
I remember in high school being like, I need one of those like tinted shields.
They look awesome.
They're like, you can't. Right. They're like, the ref needs to be able to see if you're like out cold.
Right.
I'm like, I still want one. They're like, you can't. And then I had like the clear one. And I'm like, that's still kind of neat. And then the thing like fogs up on me. Oh,
glare.
My God. Like, you get like sweat down there, fogs up. I'm like, I can't even see anything.
Right.
Like, now you have to get rid of it. So I'm like, I don't know how those guys do it. Obviously, they probably have, you know, more expensive ones, but. Oh, I
knew you were grab bag. When you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been.
Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh.
Grab bag.
NHL schedules came out yesterday. The Boston Bruins, they're going to open the season with the Capitals on the 8th of October. But they got coming up on October 21st, Brad Marchand.
Back in the garden.
Brad Marchand and his Florida Panthers, the cup champion Florida Panthers.
20-minute montage.
It's probably going to be a bit much, isn't it? People are going to be going crazy.
He's the captain. People loved him.
People love him. Not on the show as much, not this show necessarily, but people love Marchand. Yeah, I would imagine he gets a pretty raucous ovation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we missed it this year. There's a chance in season would have been pretty intense to like see him quickly, almost like Rafael Devers.
Right.
But although Marchand's more unanimously liked than Devers.
Devers was.
People were pretty good with like Devers being gone. They're like, all right, we're all set.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music, going to give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keith reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keith heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Question from the text line. What are Jaylen Brown's stats going to be next year? Texter says 30 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, MVP candidate. I don't hate that.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue
honestly, like, he's going to take a million shots.
No, we talked about it with Terp yesterday. Yes. Like, how much his shots are going to go up this season without Tatum.
He was...
He's going to absolutely be in the MVP conversation.
Yeah. He took, like, 18 shots a game or whatever last year. Tatum took 20. Yeah, so those 20 are gone.
30.
He's going to lead the league in shots, so he should become close to 30 points. I don't know about the 7 assists. Maybe.
Yeah.
He's going to have to step...
7 assists with 12 turnovers.
Okay, he didn't mention that in there.
No, there was maybe, no mention of turnovers, no. Nick.
37 and 7, though, would be nothing to sneeze at. I like that.
Grab bag.
The New England Revolution fell to the New York Red Bulls last night, 5-3. However... Today, totally redeemed themselves. They sent me a jersey.
To win kid. Today.
Yep. Revolution, the 96.
Alexi Lawless jersey.
Yes. The Alexi Lawless.
That's how you would describe it. Not on the name's not on there.
But
when you think Revolution Alexi Lawless, you think this jersey.
He was like one of the originals.
Yeah.
And then like Joe Max Moore, I want to say, came in here. But it's pretty badass. I posted a photo of it. Rich Keefe, WEEI. Yeah, that's what it is. On Instagram. You can go check that out. And be like, ooh, that's a sweet jersey. Give me a jersey score as well. 0 to 100, obviously, is how
did
we...
Did you ever get your picture with the guy from Shinedown?
I'm glad you asked, Nick. Yes, I did.
Oh, finally?
So Jackson took it. It was nice enough. So Greg brought in Brent Smith, the lead singer of Shinedown, 2 days ago. And he's like, hey, Keith, I know you're like a rock fan. Here's Brent Smith. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then they're like, do you want a picture of him? I was like, sure. And Jackson was standing right there. So Jackson took 3 photos of him. Then, like, put his phone in his pocket and, like, left. And, like, I'd never, nothing.
It's for his personal collection.
So I saw him yesterday. Perhaps. So I saw him yesterday, nothing. And then I was like, I still haven't gotten this photo. So then today I was like, hey, Jackson, I'm like, do you have those photos of me and the dude from Shinedown? He's like, yeah, I think so. I go, you do?
I know you got them.
I go, would you want to send them over? You're all right. And then he's like, what's your number? And so I start telling him my number. He's like, oh, I got your number. I'm like, so you've had my number the whole time? He's like, yeah.
Never thought to send it.
I was like, all right.
Just needed a reminder.
And then not only that, he sends me 3 photos. It was like he had 3 pictures of him. So anyway, I'll post that soon too. Rich Keefe, WEEI. But thank you. Yes. Good question, Nick. Update that story. And we got it. 99
restaurants. Always a grab bag.
Oh, it's like a call in the grab bag. We have Josh in Nashua. And Nick, once again, you're going to have to grab him. Josh, what do you have?
Oh, what's happening? Sorry, you guys are on speaker. Hopefully it doesn't sound like crap. The AC is going, but obviously it's freaking summer.
That's a hot one out there, Josh.
And I'm on the iPhone, and I can't really, I don't know how to really navigate this thing. It's freaking new, so we're just going to roll with it. But,
it sounds good.
I mean, I really want to check you guys' temperature on the disease, and, like, that's kind of cool. You guys talk about that all the time, but,
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, what's a team in the NBA that, like, you know, besides, like, the Rockets or Mavericks, because I think those are pretty obvious ones, but, like, what's a team in the NBA that you guys, I can't even, like, if you guys can, like, tell me your responses, like, sort of while I can listen, because I can't, like, I don't have the Odyssey app pulled up, not to be, like, that guy, but what's a team that you're, like, excited to watch, like, that you would, like, that you would get a league pass for, you know, that's, like, one of these standard questions that, like, you know, Stephen A. Smith or something would ask, you know?
All right.
So basically, is there a team in the NBA that you would put
comment
the money
line
on?
Did say Red Sox in the second half. Then
changes,
he pivoted to it's hot out there. Got the AC going. Got a new iPhone. Don't know how to talk
brag
into it.
Brag on top of brag.
Yeah, sick. You got an AC and the iPhone
and
today.
The iPhone.
Good Lord,
money bags.
What a day.
I know. Must be nice.
But yeah, what NBA team would you invest the league pass to watch?
I think
like a tier we had.
Yeah, we did do this before. I like Detroit, I think. Cade Cunningham, they were really good last year. I think they could be even a little bit better this year. I like watching Donovan Mitchell play. Trying to think what else. Anthony Edwards with the T-Wolves.
I mean, they're always boring, but like the Spurs. You know, Wembanyama. He had Wembanyama
good
games.
One.
Right?
Yeah, good one. Because, yeah, you have a few teams. Like, you still have, like, the old teams, right? Like, the Lakers and the Warriors are old, but, like, maybe they can still be something. And what about the Boston Celtics? What about if Jaylen Brown can be 37-7 or something along those lines?
12 turnovers.
Well, okay. All right. It's fine.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
Von Miller going to the Commanders. It was funny. I think Adam Schefter tweeted out that he was going to the Commanders, but basically it was Von Miller who posted a picture of himself in a Commanders uniform to be like, I'm going to the Commanders.
Saw the new unis.
It's always like those guys, like, I can confirm Adam Schefter's report. Like, thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Schefter.
Every day a new surprise in the bag like starry skies. Baseball Randall's here to play. Bring mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grab bag. Mystery bags in a sports tray. Key fans all day lead the way. In a world where bags are grabbed. Who's the next? Let's take a peek. Could be anyone this week. Rob Deer. Rob Bay. Rob Deer. Rob Deer. All football, baseball, hockey news. A fun-filled cornucopia.
All right. Are the Red Sox in first place? No, but they are three games out, which is pretty remarkable based on where they were. So they have a chance to chip away again at it tomorrow. Red Sox and Cubs, 2:20 first pitch. That means 1:20 pregame here on WEEI. Lucas Giolito is going to be on the hill. I just cooked up my sports book Rhode Island pick of the week.
Sick yeah. Brag, bro.
No doubt. Try this on, see how it fits. I'm going Red Sox money line.
Okay.
That would make it 11 straight wins. I'm going Lucas Giolito over 17.5 recorded outs.
So is he getting six innings out of Giolito?
Yeah.
All right.
I got to go six flat, which he's done six straight starts.
Yep.
So I am kind of leaning into it, which I don't want to be the jinx. And then I'm also going Alex Bregman over 1.5 total bases.
I like it.
Big park.
Those three together, it's plus like 440. How we feel about that?
I like it.
All right. I like it as well.
The only question mark is the Giolito one, and even then, it's not a bad bet.
I know, but he's been rolling. Yeah. But, yeah, the Cubs got a couple of all-stars, but I'll bet on him. The guy's been playing well.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah, blah. 93.7, Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
I got some bad news for the Caitlin Clark fans out there.
Uh-oh.
We talked about it the other night here at the Garden. She hurt her groin, and she missed the game against the Liberty. She will now not participate in the WNBA All-Star events this weekend.
Does it say if it's left or right?
Right groin injury.
The first one was a left one.
Oh, boy.
She missed time with the left. Now she's missing time with the right.
Not good. Is there a center?
I don't know.
All right. I'm not a doctor, Nick, but I just maybe. So she was supposed to be in the three-point contest.
Can I Google it? You think if I just Google center groin, what comes up?
You never know.
Safe search. Off.
Over 18, yes. WNBA All-Star Weekend, though, without Caitlin Clark, obviously, is tough. She was the captain, drafted one of the teams, was going to be in the three-point contest with Sabrina Ionescu and a few others. So, yeah, that sucks. That's going to really kind of knock it down several spots.
Right.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
Oh, you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, you're going to get one. He's hitting 205, is bringing the...
hasn't changed much in the last few days.
No, it's been the same.
Has he played?
No, he was not in the All-Star game. They do open their second half at the Toronto Blue Jays. So some familiar pitching Devers is going to see. So they go Blue Jays, Braves, Mets, Pirates for Rafael Devers to open up the season. All right, this is what we've all been waiting for today. Another crack for Nick, who crushed it yesterday. His first time trying to come up with a random baseball player. Let's see how he does today.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Nick, what do we have yesterday? Woody Williams stumped us for a minute. Then Lanny got the Woody Williams before we had to go to the text or the Twitch chat. So what do we got today?
Well, we have another pitcher. This time, throws lefty, bats lefty,
okay,
out of the bullpen.
Lefty,
we have a bullpen arm.
Arm
today.
Lefty bullpen arm.
Lefty bullpen arm.
Aroldis Chapman.
It is not.
Billy Wagner.
Zero-time All-Star.
Darren Oliver.
Darren Oliver.
It is not.
Good
he
one.
Played from 1997 to 2008
wow.
with the Oakland A's, Cleveland, at the time, Indians,
uh-huh.
Pittsburgh Pirates, New York Mets, St. Louis Cardinals.
I think a lot of teams does throw you off the scent a little bit.
Does.
Yeah.
It's tough because as soon as the team starts rattling off, you're like, oh, man, I forgot one.
So a lefty reliever.
Lefty reliever for the A's, Indians, Pirates, Mets,
and Cardinals. He saves?
He was not a full-time closer, but he would close some games.
Come on, Nick.
All-star?
No, no all-star.
Never
no
an all-star. All-star. Obviously not a Rolaids relief man if he's not locking down saves.
Since there's not a whole lot of clues for accolades-wise, I will tell you he was very important to a certain movie that came out.
What the hell?
Important to a certain...
About a baseball team.
No. Well, okay, so...
About gotcha. A baseball team? The Trouble with the Curve guy?
It is. He also has an alliterative name.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I know
twice in a row. This is Nick's wheelhouse.
I know for a fact that Billy and I talk about this guy all the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Bill. He's handed it to you on a platter.
Right. So alliterative movie. He was in a movie or?
Yeah, Ray Al Cormier.
He was a main focus of the movie.
Graham Lloyd.
Oh, what was Kevin Costner's character in For the Love of the Game?
I can see that the Twitch does have it. I don't have the text up in here.
I don't know.
Randy Wolf.
He started a bunch of games. I don't know, Nick. So a lefty reliever who never made the All-Star team and never had many saves.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be no. This is if it's who I think it is. It's I can't remember the guy. We can't have 26 guys in the clubhouse.
That's who they traded for.
Oh, Andrew Cashner.
It's not Andrew Cashner.
It's not. So it's not the guy we talk about.
No,
he said it is.
It is. It's the guy that it's the whole. So the movie is Moneyball,
right?
And they trade for him at the trade.
Oh, Ricardo Rincon.
He got
they
it.
Lose their mind. Could you imagine? Could you imagine being in those offices and they're that fighter for Ricardo Rincon?
Ricardo Rincon
begging for money to get Ricardo
Moneyball.
Rincon.
Moneyball. You would have thought Ricardo Rincon and Scott Hatterberg were the only guys on the team. Not
Barry
Zito.
Yeah, not their elite starters.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have thought they didn't have Billy Koch, so they had to go out and get
or MVP Rincon. Shortstop or All-Star second baseman or third baseman.
Yep. Arcan got it.
It's all about the numbers.
Carter Rincon. All right, we will. Good job, Nick. That was back to back good ones. He's just going with alliterative names.
Okay. Right.
Tomorrow, you got to
have to find a cub with
you
got to
come up with a
name.
Cub tomorrow. Sammy Sosa, alliterative.
Not really random.
No, not that random. He's in my Hall of Fame, if anybody's asking. All right, we will wrap up the show. Clip du jour coming your way next year on WEEI.